I am pleased and honored to be part of this virtual tribute for the class of 2020. This is the 173rd year the school has been in existence, and it would be the 166th graduation ceremony.
We miss you. It has felt like summertime around here, and summer hasn't even started. Life moves along, but campus just isn't the same.
I am really missing you right now. I can't believe you are all graduating. It doesn't seem that long since I had some of you in science and math classes, causing all kinds of trouble.
My heart aches for you due to not having the last few months of your senior year to be with your friends and staff.
I'm glad to have this opportunity to shout out a big congratulations. You made it.
Please know how much we miss your personalities, your attitudes, your bravery, your smiles, and yes, even your tears.
Each of you has faced personal adversity, but have persevered and overcome them to get to where you are today.
And now, you have achieved one more of life's many passages into adulthood, and you are ready to move on and make us all proud to have been part of your journey.
During our first meeting, you selected a class quote by Thomas Jefferson. If you want something you never had, you must be willing to do something you've never done.
We hope that you go out and are willing to work hard to accomplish something that you never realized you thought you could do.
Even now, as life has thrown you this curveball to your senior year, remember what I have said at one point in time to many of you who have walked through my office door. You don't have the power to control what others do or what life may throw at you, but your power and control is how you respond and what you do.
I hope that this challenging time in our lives will make you stronger, more resilient, and more appreciative of the importance of family. It has been a privilege to be your teacher, and I wish each and every one of you happiness, good health, and a perennial sense of wonder.
I am very excited to see and hear about all the great things you're going to do in the years to come.
Whatever your plans are, I wish for you to have happiness, health, love, and all you need to be satisfied. Go out into the world and be kind people. Be grateful. Just go on out there and shine.
I pray that you will always stay young at heart, young in mind, and young in spirit as long as you can. God bless each of you, and stay young.
Be kind. Be the change that you want to see in the world. I love you. I'll miss you over these years. Go and be great.
Helen Keller once said, "Alone we can do so little, but together we can do so much." Due to our amazing faculty and staff, we are now prepared for the next chapters in our lives.
Go forth and do great things and make us proud.
Yesterday, when we all would play in the hallway, even though we're not on stage, we still have the right to say. We finally graduate, even though we have no ceremony. Even though we can't celebrate, we all can at least relate. Take a look back on all that we've been through, the good and even the issues. We finally made it. Now what would the teachers do? I'd like to thank you. We finally made it. We graduated. We finally made it. We graduated. turn to an empty page. It's time for a new chapter after we walk the stage. Just because we don't have a prom day doesn't mean it takes our shine away. We graduated, so let me hear you say we made it. Take a look back on all that we've been through, the good and even the issues. We finally made it.
We finally
now
made it.
Now what will the teachers do? We finally made it.
We finally made it.
We graduated.
We graduated.
We finally made it.
We finally made it.
We graduated.
We graduated.
Was the sun without a little bit of rain? Was the dark without a bright flame? Was life without change? That's the question I keep on asking. When I leave these four walls, a lot will be new. Like winter to spring, a flower will bloom.